Yo, welcome to the underground, a place to hear the word of God before you go 6 feet underground, a place to get into the word so the word can get into you, a place where revival begins, where repentance starts. And who am I? Man, I'm still a voice of one calling out in the wilderness of the world saying, repent, for you know the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Welcome to the underground. What's up, y'all? Long time no see. Long time no hear. Long time no preaching. Nah, man, you know what I'm saying? Everything be coping steady. Everybody doing good? Yeah, I hope everybody doing good. You know, I know it's a little later than expected, but I ain't gonna be long. I'm gonna let y'all go for real. I'm not gonna be that long, I promise you. You feel what I'm saying? I'm gonna go to Leviticus. I know y'all like Leviticus. Go to Leviticus 19. I'm gonna go over a couple of things what God was saying back because I've been reading I've been trying to read Leviticus. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I'll be skipping over some of those things because I'll be like, man, I ain't trying to hear nothing about no basset and porn and blood over that and all that. I'd be like, what in the world did they have to do back in the day? Say, y'all better be thankful for Jesus. That's what I get when I read Leviticus. Y'all better be thankful for Jesus. Because some of us just lazy and we weren't doing all that what God was talking about doing. We would have been gone. Because some of us would have been scrolling. And God would have got you up out of there. You supposed to be pouring the blood over the altar and over the chicken legs and all whatever God was asking these people to do, and you over there scrolling out of there. God would have got you out of there real quick, cause you be very and he wasn't playing no games. Oh my God, he wasn't playing no games. Do you hear me? Golly, I was like, ooh, we thank you, Jesus, for coming through and helping us though. But there is some key verses in here when I read like that I do believe it still apply today though. He's still standing on business when he talk about some of these things that he was telling his chosen people, which we are his chosen people, so these things still apply to us. So in verse 19, so the title of Leviticus 19, it says holiness and personal conduct. You know, personal conduct. I'm not worried about nobody else. I'm not worried about Bishop. I'm not worried about the pastor. I'm not worried about the pastor's wife. I'm not worried about Sister Williams. I'm not worried about Deacon Williams. I'm not worried about Deacon James. I'm not worried about the Sunday school teacher. I don't know what they're doing. I'm not worried about her Facebook. I'm not worried about his Facebook. I'm worried about my personal conduct. What am I doing? I don't got time to worry about what other people doing. What I got going on in my life. What I need to clean up in my life. You know what I mean? Personal. You want to make this thing personal. I know Monica told us back in the day, don't take it personal, baby, baby. Well, today I want you to take it personal. That was the 90s, we in the 2024. Let's take it personal. Personal conduct, personal character. See, it's your character that would get you places that your talent can't get you. Your character. It's your character that's keeping you from getting to certain places that you're trying to go to. You feel stuck and you keep blaming it on the people. You keep blaming it on the system. You keep blaming it on the man. You keep blaming it on your job. You keep blaming it on you don't have enough money or you don't have enough opportunities. Maybe you need to start blaming it on your personal conduct. Welcome to the underground. Where we are here to unite and build. Y'all see the new logo. Unite and build. Y'all see we just united with India and now I'm finna build y'all up over here in America. I'm just having fun. I'm just having fun. Quick side note, it's my mama's birthday, December 2nd. Yeah, one of the realest women to ever live, if you ask me. She's gone in heaven right now. She's up in heaven. And I know she's looking down on me right now. I just want to say happy birthday, mama. Miss you. Can't wait to see you again. I was telling the Indian family, I say, people always ask me, how long has it been since she passed away? I say, it always feel like yesterday. It always feels just like yesterday when she passed, man. You know what I mean? So happy birthday to you, mama. Thank you for raising me. Thank you for instilling personal conduct into me. See, that was my mama who instilled that into me, man. She made sure I was accountable for everything. I'm telling you, let me brag. That's the character. She built so much character in me. She didn't let me go to school wrinkled. Nah, she didn't let me go to school all beat up and things was all out of place and this was looking crazy. Nuh-uh. My mama get me back in that house so quick. Boy, where you going looking like that? You know why? Because she say, you are an example of who I am. When they see you, they see me. And I'm here to tell you, when people see you, they supposed to see God. I mean, I think that's the goal. When people see you, they supposed to see Christ. You are a representation. You are a marketing. You are a billboard for Christ. So your conduct go have to be displayed in a certain way. Man, he talking about trying to be perfect. Ain't nobody perfect. You know, I'm tired of that little excuse. I'm finna go ahead and knock that off the railroad real quick. I'm not asking you to be perfect, and I'm not asking for perfection, but I am asking you when you get up, where is your direction going? It's not about perfection, but it is about direction. Are you walking towards the cross? See, the cross will clean up the personal conduct, baby. I don't know if you know it. But see, the cross has become really the boogeyman of America. It's the boogeyman. I mean, really, think about it. The cross. We want Jesus to stay pinned to the cross while we do whatever we want to do. Keep taking my sin away, Jesus, because I'm going to keep sinning. Willingly, by the way. I'm not talking about the ones mistakenly and, you know, we struggle every once in a while. I'm a sin because I just want to sin. But you know what? We have expectations for significant others not to sin, though. We want others to idolize us, though. Stay with me. Stay with me. We're going somewhere. Personal conduct, personal acknowledgement. In 2025, I'm not looking at nobody else to get me up. I'm not looking for nobody else to lift me up. I'm not looking for nobody else to put me in the dough, get hookups with me. I'm going to look dead in the mirror and I'm gonna hold myself accountable. Boo. I said boo because you know accountability is scary. Accountability make you grow up. Accountability makes you stop blaming other people. Accountability will make you forget about your past and say, but what I'm gonna do about it right now, though? What I'm gonna do about right now? Yeah, I know that happened to me in my past, and you know, I'm still dealing with some issues, but I can't let that dictate my future, though. You know, when you let a past dictate your future, you made that an idol in your life. And the Leviticus talks a lot about making things your idol. We live in a generation that started to make trauma an idol. We live in a generation that making offense an idol. We live in a generation that's starting to make depression an idol. So what God are we talking about then if these things can control us? Do we deal with these things? Absolutely, yes, we do. Absolutely. But if I serve a God that's more powerful than these things, why am I serving this thing that I'm dealing with? Why am I continuing to pay homage to these things? We live in a culture that pay homage every month to certain holidays. I don't even know if y'all understand it. Well, yeah, y'all know these things are pagan. Y'all understand that. Let me get into Leviticus real quick. Leviticus 19 and verse 1. The Lord also said to Moses, give the following instructions to the entire community of Israel. Bring the kids too. They don't get to go to children's church. Bring them up in here too. Yeah, nah, we don't got no nursery. Bring them up in here too. I want the whole community to hear this. Yeah, I freed them from Egypt. They need to hear my instructions. But the kid that, you know, we got to take them back there because I bring them in here. Breastfeed them if you have to, but bring them in here because I need them to hear these instructions. That's how my mama was. Tell it like it is. Y'all see, that's why I got it. That's where I got it from. Tell it like it is. Yeah, bring everybody up in here so they can hear these instructions. Moses had a very, man, I respect him the more I read. Do you know the type of emotions, attitudes he had to deal with? Oh my God. Ooh, I know he had to deal with some attitudes. I know he had to deal with people talking about who you think you is, who you think God didn't say that to you. You know what I mean? Just had to deal with all type of people hating on them, probably talking about them when they go home and saying these type of stuff, whispering, wanting to make Aaron the leader. I think Aaron should be the leader. Well, I think Joshua should be it. Well, if I had, I think Miriam should be it. If you had, why a woman can't be it? It's the woman time now. You know, it was all type of stuff probably going on in his day. See, we don't see all that, but you know, it's people. So you know it was there. It's people. So everything that you see people doing now, it was here. It was there. It was back in the day. Let's not, you know, let's not forget these are people. Just because they in the Bible don't make them no different than what we use. They was stank. They had to do stuff too. They had to take baths too. They stank probably too. They breaths probably stank too. These are regular people just like we was. So Moses had to give instructions to an entire community of Israelites who just got delivered from slavery, by the way. It ain't, oh my God, the most hardest thing to do. Listen to me when I tell you this, my leaders. The most hardest thing to do is to teach people who've been enslaved. You have to rebuild their faith every single time, maybe when you see them, because they steady thinking about what they was or how they used to have it. They don't have a spirit of wanting the new. They so addicted to the old. That's why God can't really send you the man that you're praying for, because when you come, you still addicted to the old. He don't look like the old thing that you used to like. So you pull him away. She don't look like the old thing that you was attracted to. So you skip over that. I may not be talking to y'all up, and I may be just talking to people like, because the underground is going on. By the way, check this out. I went to a woman's prison yesterday. Man, the guard and the chaplain, she let me give out cards to every single prisoner in the jail. Forgot to tell my wife that I had a bunch of underground cards, and I got to pass them out as they walked by me. Shout out to the people in Dayton, Texas, Henley State Jail. Shout out to y'all up in there if y'all listening. If y'all go hear this in the future, thank y'all. But anyways, back to this word that I would never left, never left. Yeah. Oh, you thought? Oh, we haven't been to the underground in almost a month, but I never left the word though. The word continue to go on and on and on. It's like the Erykah Badu song. It go on and on. Yeah. It's like an Energizer bunny. It never stops. Just because the underground stopped don't mean that word stopped. Why? Because it's in me. And it's in you too. But back to what we was talking about. Hey, when God free you from your Egypt mindset, can you start asking him for the faith to receive the new? Huh? Can you ask him for the taste buds to receive the manna from heaven? I know you're used to the steak that was in Egypt, but can you ask God to guide, please? Allow me to experience what manna tastes like. Guess what? Guess what? Some of y'all, listen, listen, listen. Because you're so used to Egypt, even when you see manna, you be like, what's that? Hey, I'm talking to somebody's spirit right now. Manna has came in and out of your life every important in certain seasons, but you looked at it strange. And if you study out what manna did, God used to tell him, hey, you got to go out there early and get it because it'll disappear away. Study your word out and you'll see how manna used to disappear. It used to be like frost on the ground when the Israelites, when they came out in the morning. That's why God would say, you got to get up early and go get it. Stop missing your manna. So he said, I want you to tell the entire community. So that's what we kind of doing today. Everybody listening, you know what I'm saying? You must be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy. Uh-oh, there goes some purpose right there. I just don't know what God want me to do. You must be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy. I just feel lost right now. You must be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy. Start working on your personal conduct, and then God will start giving you clues to your next purpose, to your next destination. Did you see how he took them through the promised land? How he took them through different places? They didn't just go straight to the promised land. He wanted to see how good they was with what? Following directions. You want to look like you at Z, but you don't know how to follow directions at A. You want to ignore A and B, what he told you to do in A, B, and C, and post what you're doing at Z. Oh, man, that went over somebody's head, bro. I know that dude. But I know, I don't care what nobody said. I know, I felt that one, though. Shoes. By the way, I'm just going off the top of the dome right now because listen, one of the things God been telling me, son, just open your mouth and let the words of God manifest to my children, my beautiful children. He say, when you open your mouth and you speak, I'm a pierce their heart. I'm gonna talk to them. Don't worry about how you say it. Don't worry about if you say it the right way. Don't worry about if you say it in the right tone, if it offend people. He say, just open your mouth and speak my word, and I'm gonna take care of the hearts. I say, got it. Tag me in, God. So if you're looking for what God wants you to do in this season of your life, I got a task for you. He wants you to start being holy. Why? Because he is. Be holy. Holy. I think that, see, I don't like that word because it makes it seem like we gotta be perfect. Holy. Being whole. I'm whole. I'm complete. I lack nothing. I'm whole in my emotions. I'm whole in my desires. I'm whole in my mind and my thinking. Being holy. Get out your religious mindset and stop thinking God wants you to be this robot. Or are we just saying that so we can use that as an excuse not to follow directions? Be holy. Hey, and then in verse 2, check this out. Each of you must show respect for your mother and father, and you must always observe my Sabbath days of rest. I am the Lord your God. Each of you must show great respect for your mother and your father. I'm gonna say this right now, and I really mean what I'm about to say. If anyone of you in here, or anybody who's listening right now in the future, if you got any beef with your father or your mother right now, you haven't spoke to them in months, you haven't spoke to them in years, log off this thing right now listening to and go talk to your mama and your daddy right now. Get that right. Go get that right now. If you got any beef with your mama right now, go get that right. Go tell her you sorry. Tell her you sorry for not talking to her. It may have been her fault. You go get it right though, because you're hearing the word of God. You just heard instructions from the word of God to go get that right. I be seeing, you know what be tripping me out, my brothers and sisters? Man, I be seeing people. Man, they be going crazy when a celebrity or somebody famous die. Be crying. And these celebrities probably ain't even never talk to them, ain't never call them, ain't never send them so money. But they got beef with their auntie. They haven't talked to their auntie in the last years, but they crying over a celebrity that they never knew. That be tripping me out, man. Man, go talk to your sister. Go talk to your brother. Get this stuff right. Show respect. I really think when he said that, because that was the first thing he said off the top, there's something about honoring your father and mother that shows how you'll treat God. He was very serious about that. If you study out the word of God, he was very serious about honoring your father and your mother. So if you got to get that right, go and get that right. If you need to make a phone call before you go to sleep tonight, make that phone call. I'm not saying y'all got to go out to eat tomorrow. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you get that off your chest. Hey, woo, 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 woo. I know we had our difference. I just want to let you know I forgive you. I don't have no issue with you. If you need me, I'm here. I love you. Bam. That's it. It's off you. But if you hold it on to some type of bitterness inside of you, if you hold it on to some type of grudge, if you got some secret jealousy of a sister or a brother or I don't know, if you, whatever you got going on inside of you, go and get that right. What is this? Handling my personal conduct. I'm not going to wait for them to make it right with me. Because I am an embodiment of who God is, I'm going to go make it right. See, when you take on the initiative for things, guess who you start acting like? God. See, God was a type. He seen that the world was in a mess. He said, hey, everybody get out the way. I'm going to handle it. Yeah, I got this. Everybody step aside. Religious man, step aside. Pharisees, step aside. I'm going to handle it. Adam, step aside. I got this. I ain't going to wait on nobody to bring a solution. I am the solution. Yeah, I don't need nobody to bring a positive message. I am the positive message. I need to hear a powerful testimony. I'm going to be the powerful testimony. Here I am. Here I go. Yeah, I'm going to be in the spirit of, what was his name? What was his name? The man right here. The woman right here. If y'all know, put the name in. I forgot the name, but y'all remember that song. Yeah. Take accountability for what was going on. You know what I'm saying? Hey, check this out. You know, hey, we be knowing when something wrong, when something off with certain people. We know. We be feeling it. You know what I'm saying? We'll feel it and be like, well, I don't got time for it. Now, when you feel it, check it. Check it. Let me see. Okay, let me keep on reading this word real quick. So, and with some of the Leviticus stuff too, by the way, like 5 through 9, it talks about, you know, the grapes and the sacrifices and the burning up things and all those type of things. You go through that yourself. I'm going to go through verse 11, okay? I'm going to go through the first, verse 11. It says, do not steal. I know this may sound crazy, like, we know about that. No, we don't. Do not steal. If you are trying to be holy like God, you can't steal. You're not supposed to be stealing money. Yeah, that was his name. You're not supposed to be stealing money. Stealing time from the job. Stealing from Walmart. Stealing from Kroger, stealing from Ross. If you profess to be a child of God, you are not supposed to be stealing. If you are a child of God, income tax season is coming around. Oh my God. You're not supposed to be stealing from the government. I'm talking to, so I don't know, the Spirit of God told me this. I'm saying that to somebody. We got to start being honest in our dealings. This will show God, okay, they becoming more mature. So I can trust them with kingdom things. When I deal with those little, you know, those little things that we got going on, we be like, oh, that's just me. It's not just you. That was you in Egypt. But since God frees you from Egypt and frees you from your slavery, you're walking in the newness of life. You're supposed to be a brand new creature. Why are you not acting like it, my brothers and beautiful sisters? Why are you not acting like it? I'm not asking you that. God is asking you that. Why are you not acting like it? What did I free you for? I didn't free you for you to still be acting like you in Egypt. I didn't free you for you to still have faith like you in Egypt. You still got faith like you in Egypt. Matter of fact, you don't even have the faith that I've given you. When the last time have you tapped into your childlike faith? When the last time you tapped into it? Huh? I'm talking to you now. I'm talking to your heart now. That childlike faith. You know, childlike faith will make you do crazy things. How long is it going to take you to tap into that? Are you going to ever tap into it? Or you going to play it safe all your life? You could have stayed in Egypt for that. Yeah, you could have stayed in Egypt if you was going to play it safe. Pharaoh gave you, you know what I'm saying? He gave you your bricks that you need. He gave you a little place to stay at. And he gave you the food, you know? Okay, you could have stayed there. You didn't have to go when God said, let his people go. But since you are out here in the wilderness with all us other Israelites, are you going back or are you ready to go to this promised land? What's up? That's what I'm here to ask you. What's up? What we going to do? Are we going to the promised land or what? Or what, we just going to stay in what? What's up? What you want your kids to do? How your kids supposed to see childlike faith? Where they supposed to see it at? Oh, I know where they see it at. They see it in our athletes and our rappers because they live in childlike faith. They gave up a lot of stuff. You know, one of the things that I listen to the stories of the rappers and certain movie stars, you know what they always say? They didn't have a plan B. When we step out with God, we want God to give us plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, plan E, plan F, plan B. We want him to give us all these plans. Okay, guys, so if that don't work, what about this? Is I'm going to have this? If that don't work, is I'm going to have this? What about this? If I'm going to have... Oh. We letting the world take our inheritance. My wife always tell me that, and I get what she's saying. The world is operating in childlike faith more than the children of God. But yeah, we can't be stealing though. So Moses was telling them, hey, stop stealing. Okay, stop stealing. Stop stealing people's wives. Stop stealing people's husbands. Stop stealing. Stop stealing people's dogs. Stop stealing people's life. Stop stealing. Stealing people's cars. Just stop stealing. All right? So if you got a stealing spirit, up in the church, if you got a stealing spirit up in this chat, if you got a stealing spirit at this Bible study tonight, hey, stop all that stealing, man, and go get a job or something, okay? Okay, it says, do not deceive or cheat one another. You know what I'm saying? We can't have that deceiving spirit trying to get over on people, trying to get it for cheap. Trying to get the hookup. You know that all that, you know how we do. Y'all know how we do. And what's crazy, some of us grew up with the deceiving spirit. Our parents taught us how to be deceived. It's crazy, but it's sad, but it's true. Parents taught us how to be deceived and cheat others. Okay. And then in verse 12, do not bring shame on the name of your God by using it to swear falsely. I am the Lord. As children of God, hey, my brothers and sisters, we shouldn't be bringing shame to his name. My mom used to say that, boy, don't be out there making me look bad. Huh? Is your life a description of what it make God? Okay, let me ask you this. And I want you to be honest. It just now, hey, I'm finna hit y'all in y'all chest real quick. Cause this might sting a little bit. Yeah, this might hurt a little bit. I'm gonna hit you in your chest and I might hit you in your chin. Bye, bye, double tap. Now check this out. Is your life bringing shame to God? Because everybody know you're a believer. Everybody know you be banging Jesus. They see your posts. Yeah, they see your posts. They do. Yeah, they hear you preaching. They hear the scriptures that you quote. But when they really look at your life, does it bring shame? Is it like a life that be like, now that's, I can tell he walking with God? Or does it just be like, okay. Because if it's like a, it's bringing shame. I'm finna make a bold statement. The American Christianity, as we speak, I don't care how big the church is. I don't care how many followers in there. I don't care how live it looks. It's bringing shame. Where is the kingdom of heaven at? Well, what it look like? What does it look like when it don't bring shame? When we are face to face with the government of this world, and I'm talking about the church. I see. This is what I when I when I think about the kingdom of heaven. You know how we just had this political debate? It'll be Democrats, Republican, and the church. That's when I feel like that's when we operating in what we need to operate in. We will be on the ballot. The church will be on one accord. We won't be all we got, man. Oh my God. If I see preachers banging on another preacher, I'm so sick and tired of seeing that. I don't know if that's what get people's views up. I don't know if that's what get people's more followers. Why are we on these platforms talking about each other, man? And these are like well-known pastors and bishops. This is foolish. All for the camera too. It's crazy that we can set up the camera. Get all the lightning together, then press play, and then talk about somebody. That means you thought about this, man. You thought about to talk about your brother in Christ on live. You thought about this. Hey, I'm saying this. I'm speaking to the whole community right now. Say, especially to the man, if you have a problem with your brother in Christ, man, call him. Stop getting on these platforms, letting the world see us fight like that. And I'm sorry to say, hey, you older, y'all should be teaching us this. Instead of y'all ones fighting each other now, man. Stop that. That's crazy to me. If he don't do ministry like you do ministry, man, let that whatever that is, man. But quit talking about these people on live camera and letting all these people see that. And then you got your fan clubs in the comment section. That's right. That's he a fake. 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 You a fake. How about that? If you got anything to say about a brother and sister in Christ, get their number, get their email, call a secretary and say, hey, I would like to talk to them one on one. If they don't want to talk to you, let it be. Give it to God. But you getting on these platforms, embarrassing our brother. Hey, you sowing discord amongst the brethren is what you're doing. And if you read that, God hates that. But you know, we live in a generation where they calling them out though. No, that's not calling them out, man. People doing that for views. Because why you got to do it on the camera? Why do you have to do it on, why do you have to put it on the camera to call somebody out? If you want to call somebody out, call them out. Call them and then call them out. We're addicted to the views. We're addicted to the camera. Strung out on it. Strung out on it. I can tell you how addicted we is to the camera. When you get a plate in front of you, just eat. Just eat. Just eat. Just eat. We're taking pictures of our food. I'm not even saying that to be mean or funny. I'm trying to show us how addicted we have gotten. We have gotten so addicted. We're strung out. But you know what we hide behind? Jesus. Scripture. We'll hide behind a Sunday service. Oh, let me tell you my new favorite thing that I see we hide behind. We'll get behind the latest popular preacher. And we feel like, oh, since I'm listening to this preacher, I must be good. Do y'all see why I don't go? I try to give it space between when I, because I, too much of this will probably be too much of this. So you gotta, you know, let it digest and break it down and stuff like that. Because these are the words that God gives me to preach to the community. And I have to digest it first. I have to make sure. Man, God, is it, you know, is I'm living this first. What do you want me to see for myself first? Do not defraud or rob your neighbor. Do not make your hired workers wait until the next day to receive their pay. Hey, if you owe somebody something, hey, go pay them back. Did you hear me? If you owe somebody something, go pay them back. Hey, believers, I know we want to get into financial, we want to get a financial breakthrough. Can I give you something in reality though? It's hard to get a financial breakthrough when you're in a lot of debt. Stop having this hokey pocus Christian life and get in reality of where you're at so you can get the reality of the kingdom of heaven. If you don't make your reality real, the kingdom of heaven can't be real to you either. Even if your reality is jacked up, embrace it. I got it. I got it. Go to Romans chapter 12. Go to Romans chapter 12 and we go start at verse 3. And then I'm gonna do like probably a couple more minutes and I'll let y'all bounce. It's almost 9 o'clock. I'm gonna let y'all bounce. This has just been an hour. Y'all all right. Y'all dog. Okay. See. Listen, reality is the best place for a believer to be at. It's saying I'm not gonna be in falsehood of where I'm at. I want to be in reality of in every situation that I'm in. I want to be in the reality of it, even if it may hurt others, even if it may disappoint others. Even if my image may be look bad towards other, I want them to see the reality that I'm in. You'll begin to free yourself from expectations that you don't even have to put on yourself. I'm speaking about freedom tonight. We hit a Martin Luther King speech sometimes on our little timelines on YouTube. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. Are we? Are we really free though? Are we free from the expectations of the world? Are we free from the expectations of our friends, of our sisters, of our mothers, of our daddies? Are we really free from it? Are we still want people to see us in a certain way? Are we free from the expectations of what the world want us to be, what our man want us to be, what our woman want us to be, what our kids want us to be? You got to think deeper when he was saying, free at last, free at last. It wasn't just about no physical thing. Because some of us are free physically from slavery, but mentally and emotionally and spiritually, you still on a plantation. You are still on that plantation. So, what freedom do you really have, my brother? Listen what it says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 3. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. I'm speaking from the authority of heaven right now. That's why I'm talking like this. And let me tell you something. Ain't no college, ain't no boss, ain't no CEO, ain't no black man, ain't no white man, ain't no Chinese man, ain't no woman, ain't nobody give me this authority but God. And it's a privilege that I speak like this. I'm speaking from the authority from the throne room of God right now. God has given me this authority. That's why I can speak this boldly. That's why I can speak this confidence. It took me a while to figure it out. But now that I figure out that it is God who's given me this authority, ain't no devil in hell gonna take it away from me. Do you hear me? I saying a devil in hell can take this authority away from me. You try me. Yeah. And it try to come. It do try to take it. It try to slick, try to take it away from me every once in a while. But I pull out that sword of the spirit and I slice his neck out of him. Yeah, I like to get evil with them demons. Yeah, I'm the type of warrior. I want to see them demons bleed out. Yeah, I don't want to go easy with these demons. Nah, I want to go pound for pound with you, Goofy. I seen what them demons did to my mama. I seen what them demons did to my daddy. So I want everything that you took from them. I'm coming to get it. And I hope all the demons hear this right now while I'm talking. Want me to talk all peaceful to these demons? I ain't talking peaceful to these demons. You got to come in the spirit of love. I don't got no love for no demon. I'm here to put that sword in that demon throat. And then I'm going to pull it out slow and make it gas for air, Goofy. I'm going to make you pay for everything you did to my mama. I'm going to make you pay for everything that you did to my daddy. I'm going to make them demons pay. Demons go tremble at the name of Jesus. And you know what? That's the spirit we supposed to carry inside of us. Demons supposed to flee. But since we love the world so much, what they fleeing from? Hey, in the world, it say, hey, check this out. Don't think you are better than you really are. Do you hear? This is us coming into reality. Yo, don't think you better than what you really are, baby girl. Yeah, don't let them comments fool you. Don't let them little hearts fool you. What you is in real life, though. Yeah, how your room look in real life, though? How your bathroom look in real life, though? Can you cook in real life? Can you clean in real life? Is your car clean in real life? Can you vacuum in real life? Can you take care of a household in real life? Can you keep a husband in real life? Can you raise kids in real life? Can you wear? What's up? That's what I'm trying to say. Hey, don't think that you're better than what you really are, my brother. Can you lead a household in real life? Can you be the priest of your household in real life? Can you walk by faith in real life? Can you pray your family through the trials and tribulation in real life? Don't let a job make you think that you're better than you are. Don't let a car make you think that you're better than what you really are. Don't let that house fool you. What are you without the house? What are you without the car? What's really in you without all that other stuff? What if the promotion never comes? Are you still that man? What if she leave? Is you still gonna be that man and stand on business? What if she decide to get her to another man? You still gonna be able to stand on business? Huh? You say, why he talking like that? Because it happened to me. And God had to make me stand on business. I told you, ain't a devil in hell gonna take this away from me, man. Once you know who you is in the kingdom of God, I don't care who come and go. Hey, you go stand on that. And that's what I'm trying to raise up. That's who God wanna raise up, soldiers. That's why I know I can't deal with everybody. I don't deal with civilians. I only want to talk to soldiers. Oh, you trying to save your life? Oh, nah, I can't deal with you then. Nah, you trying to play it safe. You go ahead to batter up. You trying to play it safe. Go play some baseball or something. I want to deal with some people who ready to slice some demons' necks off. Let's go into this spiritual warfare. I wanna be what he said. He said, I remember when Daniel was praying. What's the name of Cain? He said, hey, my bad. I was a little bit late because I was fighting it with some demons for 21 days. I'm like, ooh, what that was? Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. I want to be in that room. Why? Because I'm so angry at what's been happening to us, man. I'm so angry. I'm so angry at what I see out here. And I'm telling you, because we got a little education, or we get a little money, we get a little house, or we get a little popularity, we think that we doing something. What have we done to push the kingdom of God? Hey, it says in the word of God, be honest in your evaluation of yourself. This is what I want us to get to. Evaluate yourself. Look in the mirror and say, where you really are? Where you really are? Where you really? Hey, where you really are? I'm gonna call out, hey, Anthony, where you really evaluate yourself? Donnell, evaluate yourself. Miss Gladys, evaluate yourself. Dante, evaluate yourself. Kia, evaluate yourself. London, evaluate yourself. Jalene, look in the mirror, and I mean really look at it and say, where are you really when it comes to the kingdom of God? Not where you at on your job. Not where you at with your man, with your woman, with your kids. Cause see, once you gotta go, it's between you and God now. He got the final say. Where are you at with Teresa? Where are you at with him? And you be honest in that evaluation. You don't have to lie. Because why? Because liars, they don't have no place in the kingdom of God. That's when you begin to see, oh my God, the truth is setting me free. God, this is where I'm at. I need your help. God, this is where I am. I need your help. God, I've been lying about this. I need your help. God, I thought I was really there, but I'm not. I need your help. God, I really want to be here, but I need your help. God, I've been acting like I had money like that, but I need your help. I need your help. I'm going to evaluate myself honestly. And in the next year, I'm not going to lie about anything. Fellas, you do not have to lie to a woman. Listen to me when I tell you this. You do not have to lie anymore to a woman if you're walking with God. It gives her a license to despise you when you lie. You always stand in the truth when you're dealing with your woman or any woman that you have to deal with in this life. You honestly tell her everything she needs to know. Why? Because it'll set you free and it will set her free. We got too many false relationships out here. You be honest. This is where I'm at with it. Why? Because I'm measuring myself by the faith God has given me. I'm measuring myself by the faith God has given me. I'm not measuring myself up against you. I'm not measuring myself up, oh, where you at 38, so I supposed to be the foolish. You don't know where that person really at just because you see what they have on the outside. You don't know where they really at. So stop envying them for nothing. You don't know where people really at. You only see the outside of things. You measure yourself with the faith God. Where are you at with the faith God has given you? Have you decided to step out on the faith? Because let me tell you something. If you don't use it, the word of God said here, take it away and give it to somebody else who will use it. Don't let them take your faith away. See, that's the scary. See, you worried about that house getting taken away. You worried about that car getting taken away. Oh, you worried about losing a job. Let me tell you what's the most scariest thing that you can ever lose? Your faith. Have you ever, I mean, I see it every day. You just see people, they don't even have faith no more. They don't even dream anymore. They don't believe in anything no more but what they can see in front of them. That's scary. That is scary. But anyways, I appreciate y'all coming out to the underground, a place to hear the word of God before you go 6 feet underground, a place to get into the word so the word of God can get into you. Who am I? I'm just the voice of one calling out in the wilderness of America saying, repent. I appreciate y'all coming out to the underground. I hope I ain't waste too much time. I pray that I see all y'all in eternity. I thank y'all for everything y'all doing for the kingdom. I just here to just encourage y'all, keep pushing y'all to what God has gotten for y'all. Hey, the best is yet to come for y'all. Eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what God has prepared for those who love him. Do you understand what God has for you? Huh? You don't even understand. You don't even understand. You would be smiling so hard right now if you understood what God has prepared for you. Come on, man. It's time to get on with our lives. It's time to get on. Hey, we got to move on. Is you coming or not? Are you coming or not? I need to know right now. I don't have time to. Are you coming? Okay, close my door. Shout out to my mama, man. I love you. Hey, everybody, y'all have a good night. Y'all sleep good. Make sure you put your kids some jackets on so you won't have to take them to the doctor's office and all those type of things. It's cold outside. Don't have them coming out with no jacket on, okay? And make sure they get some lotion on. Now, can't have your kids coming out there ashy like that. Put some lotion on them knees. Give them some lip balm so them lips won't be cracking. Make sure you brush their hair. Make sure their face ain't ashy because it's cold, all right? I love y'all, and I hope y'all live long, man. Love y'all. I'm out.